While you're getting to Romans 6, let's look at what being in Christ means. So Jesus told his followers who had all been water baptized that they would receive a new kind of baptism. This is Acts chapter 1, verse 5. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit inspired Paul to pick up that concept in Romans chapter 6 and tell us what actually happens. So I'm starting with verse 1, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 6. Okay, so if we look at these verses 1 and 2, he basically says, don't you know who you are? Then he gets to verse 3. Verse 3, we were baptized into whom? And baptized into what? His death. And then when I read verse 6, it says our old self was crucified with him. That's before we became the new creation, the old self. By faith in Christ, the old self in Adam died. Are we still dead? Yes or no? No. End of verse 4. We were raised with him so that we may do what? Live a new life. We were raised to live a new life in Christ. That's the new creation. The Greek word translated baptized or baptism came from the process for dyeing cloth. For us, the Spirit does the dyeing with Jesus, not with water or with a color. Water baptism is a picture of what the Spirit does to us, but is much more significant with far greater effects. In essence, we are dyed with Christ. The moment we believe, the Holy Spirit dyes us so that we become like Christ. When God looks on us, he sees his Son, Jesus. But wait, there's more. You are also fused with Christ.